This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Matt Bloom. Four Denver high school students accused of bringing a toy air gun to school last month were officially charged with misdemeanors. Yesterday, school officials at Northfield High did not know it was a toy and initiated active shooter protocols during the incident. No one was injured. The juveniles have each been charged with disorderly conduct and conspiracy to commit disorderly conduct. Colorado could see a record number of drowning deaths in its waterways this year. Colorado Parks and Wildlife says as of June 15th, 16 people have drowned since the start of the year. CPW's John Livingston says when people recreate on the water, they need to be careful, including limiting how much they drink.
But, you know, the biggest thing is always going to be that if you have a life jacket on, you're going to have a much better chance than if you don't.
Livingston says many state parks offer life jackets on loan. The Juneteenth weekend typically sees more people recreating on Colorado waterways than any other time of the year. The Colorado Avalanche look to take a 2-0 lead over the Tampa Bay Lightning in the Stanley Cup Finals tonight. Forward Andre Burakovsky hit the game winner in a 4-3 overtime win during Game 1. The Avs are seeking their first Stanley Cup title since 2001. Puck drop for Game 2 is 6 p.m. at Ball Arena in downtown Denver. It's going to be another warm and potentially rainy weekend along the Front Range, highs around 90. Chance of thunderstorms this afternoon. Same for Grand Junction and Vail, highs around 75. This is CPR and KRCC.